Good morning. This is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will give out some production tips to cattle producers on vaccinations, list information on our new Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent opening, along with covering all the upcoming events being held right here in McPherson County, like tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market or our pre-plant wheat school, which will be August 23rd. But now, for today's Did You Know? That armyworms can be responsible for lawns disappearing overnight. I have received many calls from homeowners this week as their lawns have turned from green to brown in just one night. The first sign of an armyworm infestation may make your lawn appear to have been steamrolled. As the armyworm feeds, they leave brown patches of lawn that may lead you to believe that it is heat, drought, or chemical stress. These brown areas usually appear along the edges before they appear in the center of the lawns. It is not uncommon for an army of armyworms to destroy an entire lawn or field within a few days. The caterpillars usually remain hidden during the day or feed at early morning and come out just before nighttime. As long as the crowns of the grass have not been damaged, the grass will come back if taken care of. Treatments should be done early as detected. There is a wide number of insect control treatments that are very effective against armyworms. In my livestock news, with the year that we've been through, most would agree that everyone has an increased awareness of how vaccinations and immunity are connected. Not only is this true for people, but it is for cattle as well. And the timing of when calves should be vaccinated will be somewhat dependent upon when they are marketed or weaned. Vaccinations are most effective when they are given a few weeks before calves are at risk for stress or disease. For calves that leave the farm at weaning, they are at greater risk for respiratory challenges because of the trucking and co-mingling with cattle from different herds. In springborn calves that will be sold at weaning, calves should be given their immunizations 3 to 4 weeks ahead of the event for maximum immunity. For cattle that stay on the ranch past weaning, vaccinations should be given ahead of the stressful time in their lives, such as weaning, dehorning, or castration. To keep the cattle healthy, it is more than just giving a vaccine. It is also about providing the cattle with a good diet and minimizing the stress of weaning. It takes typically 2 to 4 weeks before the immunity generated through the vaccine will offer an adequate level of protection for the animal. Remember, for some vaccines, one dose is enough, but for others, a 2-dose regimen is required. The time to start planning on weaning of springborn calves is now, so get a hold of your local vet and discuss all the advantages of a good vaccination program. In my extension news, we are now accepting applications here at the McPherson County Extension Office for a new Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent. This position will provide primary leadership for the development and implementation of research-based educational programming to build healthy, sustainable communities, families, and individuals. Applications will be accepted until August 25th, so if you're interested in joining our local team and becoming an agent, or you know of someone that might be a good fit, please contact us here at the Extension Office to get all the details for the Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent. In our calendar events, I want all the wheat producers to mark their calendar for the pre-plant wheat school, which will be held August 23rd at the First United Methodist Church here in McPherson. Please plan to attend our free meal and come listen to the K-State Research and Extension wheat specialist talk about diseases and any concerns that might be coming up for this year's planting. Call the Extension Office to RSVP. I do have the results for the different varieties of wheat at our 3 McPherson County test plots, so stop by or call and we can send you the results from our wheat plot. And remember to come and visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday at the 4-H Fairgrounds in the Round Top Building. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all of our details. Each Saturday morning from now and through October, the Farmers Market will be open from 7:30 till noon right here at the fairgrounds. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your questions. I would like to wish you all a safe and good Friday.